Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And I was sort of thinking maybe to be host of this program. That would be a nice job for me. Probably pays a little bit better than $1 a year I get now.
No. Not this program, don't you know? John Gambling's program on WOR, as Mayor Bloomberg joked to him there just a few weeks ago about his plans for after leaving office. But it looks like the mayor will now push to change the term limits law and try to run for a third term. So, folks, what do you think? Call us up right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post your comments to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Should the city change the term limits law to allow the mayor and council members, by the way, run for a third term? 212-433-9692. Bang, all our lines are full. Here's how the mayor began to finesse his position back on August 22nd. All right, we'll get that clip up. The way they would have to do it, apparently, we have it? Okay, here it is.
Term limits are term limits. I am in favor of them. What's an appropriate level, whether it's one term, two terms, three terms? I mean, I think you can debate that. I'm not here to debate it. I don't have any strong views on it.
And that's how they would have to do it, apparently. Since term limits were enacted by voter referendum, city council may not simply repeal the law, but they may alter it. And since 34 of the 51 council members would also be term limited out after next year, guess how hard that will be to do now that the mayor's made his decision. The most likely version is to extend the limit from 2 up to 3 terms for mayor and for council. So we'll just take our first few minutes here to let you sound off on this, pro, con, or other. Are you for this? Are you not? Are you ambivalent? What's most amazing, perhaps, is the support of Ronald Lauder, the crusader for term limits, who financed the ballot drive in the first place in 1993. Until just last week, he was for his own term limits law. Now he's against his own term limits law, mostly because of the financial crisis, according to the reporting in the Post yesterday. Though it does make you wonder about whether he just didn't like Dinkins and fought for this in 93, didn't like the Democratic City Council and how entrenched it was as a conservative activist. Now that he's got a mayor he likes, well, you know, it's okay, right? Or maybe it's more principled than that. The New York Times editorial page has also done a rare full reversal of its previous position. That's in today's paper, and I'm going to read you a little bit of this just because it's so stunning on the Times editorial page. It says, it makes a lot of people uncomfortable to legislatively rewrite a law that voters have twice approved at the ballot box in 1993 and 96. It makes us uncomfortable, too. And we previously took the position that any change should be left to the voters. But we have concluded now that changing the law legislatively does not make us nearly as uncomfortable as keeping it. In fact, says the Times, we would go further and ask the council to abolish term limits altogether, not to serve any individual's political career, but to serve the larger cause of democracy. And by the way, I guess since Lauder fought for renewing the term limits in 96, that was already during Giuliani, so maybe it's not as easy to tag him with just being for or against certain individuals as all that. But what do you think? You heard in the news Comptroller Bill Thompson, who is thinking of running for mayor. Sounds like he may not if Bloomberg is such a force. What do you think? Bob, and let's see, let's start with Jorge in the Bronx. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are the boys?
Good. How you doing?
Fine. Listen, I think it's totally absurd that this man with all this money who spent, I mean, he might be the greatest guy in the world, $700 million to get elected twice. This man has, the city will survive whether Bloomberg is not the mayor. We will go on and we'll go on and we'll go on. We had the same problem with the Quacker mayor before. He wanted to have a 6 more months, and everybody says, give him 6 more months. Say no. Your time is up. Next guy. Next guy. And that's the way it should be. No matter, Koch did the same thing. Koch loved the term. Koch wanted to be like five terms.
Right, and he got voted out when people got sick of him in three terms. So, you know, maybe that...
Really
maybe,
nice guy. God bless him for all the money he gave to all the black and small churches all over the city before he got elected and so on and so on.
Bloomberg.
But time is up,
yeah.
And I don't think...
Jorge, I'm going to leave it there, get some other voices on. Lisa on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I support him going for a third term. I think that he's done a good job. I mean, I know that this may seem maybe a little bit inappropriate, but I like the fact that he's not married and that he kind of gives 100% of himself to the job. I like that his personal life just doesn't become an issue. And, I mean, I like that he's for the environment. I mean, I've seen direct, you know, results of, like, his concern for the environment throughout the city. You know, I think he's done a good job. I don't think that he should be, you know, like... I don't know how I feel about the term limit. I mean, I think if someone's doing a really good job and the people in the city want him to stay, why not?
Yeah, well, that's certainly the Times' position. And, you know, they go further. And to put it in national context, it says, let me get it right. A survey in the Times last month found that at least two dozen local governments are suffering buyer's remorse about the term limits they adopted mostly in the 90s. One common complaint is that they force politicians to focus on small-bore projects that can be achieved quickly rather than visionary ideas. The constant churning also diminishes accountability in government institutions like the city council. I guess if they feel they're going to leave anyway, A, they do small things. B, well, they don't have to be as accountable to their voters because they're going to leave anyway.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I totally see that. I mean, I think that it creates a lack of stability, you know, for any area in New York City. I mean, you can't really get more crazy and dynamic than here.
Yeah. On the other hand, there is such an entrenched advantage for incumbents of all kinds when it comes to getting reelected. It's you know how that works, right? And it's just so much easier to raise money when you're an incumbent and you get the perks of mailings to the constituents and all that. Incumbents almost never get turned out of office almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that may be more for the legislature than the chief executive. And some people say to split it up, to have term limits for legislatures, but not for... you know, for mayors and governors and presidents. Of course, we have it for president. Would you want to repeal it for the president?
You know, I don't know. that's the tough one. I mean, the president just takes so much flack anyway. I mean, it's like he or she is a figurehead. And so,
yeah.
You know, it's the president is just a figurehead. I mean, I think when you're dealing with like a governor or mayor, I mean, they're much more directly involved with
right.
the area where the president has such a larger scope.
Interesting. Lisa, thank you. Of course, not just a figurehead. The president of the United States has tremendous power. But Michael in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Yes, good morning. The mayor, like Mr. McCain and the president, are as much responsible for the tobacco we're in as anyone is. Their social Darwinist policies of trickle-down projects have directly led to what we are suffering now, and therefore they can't absent themselves from how this all happened. It's the mayor who supported things like Columbia University's expansion into West Harlem and the Yankee Stadium, using all of our tax money for that. And plus, this is going to have an...
But does this come... Let me jump in for a sec, because this, can we really argue this on the basis of support or opposition to individual policies of the mayor rather than a broader notion of what's the best for democracy to have, you know, by law, limited number of terms or not?
Well, you bring it to that argument, then it wasn't considered right by people in New York after September the 11th or during World War II or during the Civil War to change the law, to suspend elections. And if any of this is legitimate, okay, then do it by putting the referendum on the ballot and letting the people vote. They did it twice before, mm-hmm. and now to circumvent that is just deplorable for this man. What hypocrisy on the part of Bloomberg.
Michael, what do you say to all the folks who are now saying, well, gosh, in the midst of this unprecedented fiscal crisis for New York, or if it's precedented, it's hardly precedented, that somebody with Bloomberg's skills in particular is irreplaceable at this point by anybody else who's out there in the field. What do you say to that argument?
I say that this man, that they've got it wrong, that just like McCain, who with his deregulatory policies insisted that let the market run free, so did the mayor. And so did the mayor support this president, and so did the mayor report and support all kinds of other Republican officials with his money. And now he's using his money to, and people are falling for it and saying, because he has so much money through the accident of the luck of getting rich, that makes him qualified to get us out of this. Mm. He's the one who helped to get us into this.
Michael, thank you. Gene in Jackson Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gene.
Yes, hi, Brian. How are you doing?
All right. What do you think?
I'm totally against the whole idea of having term limits worldwide, because the idea of democracy is to allow people the rights to vote for whoever they want. And those who are against the idea, I mean, it's all premature, because who's to say that the voters will allow him back for a third term anyway? You know, so it makes no sense for them to get so upset about it. I mean, I understand the advantage of, like, the incumbent having such a great advantage,
right,
and all of that, but still.
And certainly,
you know,
he does with his money. If money creates the advantage, then he's got more money to spread around for a reelection bid than anybody.
Well, I mean, so then you're basically saying that he's buying people's votes.
Well, I'm not saying that exactly, but we know there's a relationship between how much money a candidate has to spend and their success. It's not a one-to-one relationship. We know rich candidates don't always win, but obviously campaign finance means something, and he's got almost unlimited deep pockets.
Well, I still think, you know, people should have the right to vote for whoever they want. If they want him back for a third term, then so be it. You know, if not, they'll just vote him out. You know,
right. That's
simple.
Speaking of the money, just for your interest and everyone else's, New York Times Metro section front page today says, over the past several months, Mr. Bloomberg has, with polite yet firm persuasion, built support among key constituencies for pursuit of a third term, whether through sweetening contracts for unions or offering financial support to key allies on the city council. Mr. Bloomberg has defused or disarmed those who might otherwise oppose his policies, including changing the term limits law. Does that sound to you like buying people's votes when they put it as whether through sweetening contracts for unions or offering financial support to key allies on the council?
If anything, it sounds a little unethical, but if it's not illegal, then he's not doing anything wrong.
All right. Thanks for calling. Call again, Gene. Jeremiah in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
I actually think that the term limits should stand, because if you have this mayor run for a third term, all he's going to do is use his money to buy his way back into politics, into the office. Now, you have mandated a two-term policy, so I strongly believe that the city council must uphold this and do not allow him to run for a third office, because if he runs for a third office, the next mayor who comes into the policy, he or she is going to say, well, I've done great for New York, and I think I need to oppose the two-term limits and let me run for a third office.
Right. Let me read you a comment from another listener who posted on our comments page. This says, let's be clear here. Even if you change term limits, voters will still be able to vote in any other candidate when the election comes. A third-term option does not guarantee an actual third term. It will still be in the hands of the voters, writes this listener. What do you say to that?
I understand that. But at the same time, Bloomberg, like you said earlier, Bloomberg have a deep pocket. And all Bloomberg have to do, when Bloomberg came into office, he put up $40 million. The city gave him $40 million, and his money goes back to his account. So all he has to do is to use his money, like you said, to bend our broke people's arm to get them to support his cause to get him back in office. Now, listen, I respect the fact that he has done great for New York. He has saved the city. But there's a law which is established that says two-term limits is all you need. And this is what I think, this is why I say that the people should not allow him to run for a third term.
Jeremiah, thanks a lot. Some other comments from our comments page. One person writes, we all love Mayor Mike, but I'm not willing to change the law for one person for fear of letting in those who should, quote, not be in office longer than they should be. Let's see, someone else wrote, yes, he's a great mayor, and judging from the other candidates who have thrown their hats in the ring already, far more qualified for the job, which actually doesn't make the case for term limits or against it. Is there a hint of not trusting your fellow voters? For those of you who think that you would like the mayor to be turned out and that it's time for him to be turned out, I guess Jeremiah was talking about the funding advantage, and we see that funding advantage as documented there in the Times story. But is there also a hint of not trusting your fellow voters? Let's see. Someone else wrote, a third term would not be like his first two. I'd be interested to hear what people think and expect from a third mayoral and council term. New York has existed for almost 400 years, someone else writes, and will continue to do so with or without Mayor Bloomberg. The most notable support for this action is from the business community. What are they afraid of, a more liberal mayor coming in to office? So there's a sampling. Arguments on both sides from many of you on the phones and on our comments page. And it looks like the official announcement will come tomorrow. And, of course, we will cover it from Mayor Bloomberg when he announces that he is going to seek a third term and is going to seek support of city council by an extension of the term limits law from two terms to three. Keep commenting on our page. Join the conversation there at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We will talk to former Hillary Clinton close aide Howard Wolfson in a minute about the campaign and the bailout bill. Oh, it's called the rescue bill now. Stay with us.